The Writer's Journey, Mythic Structure for Writers. By Christopher Vogler. Books.Kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. The latest effective learning methodology has been utilized to construct the summary, ensuring that you can easily retain the key takeaways. The technique involves a great deal of repetition and rephrasing, which have been proven to be highly effective when it comes to information retention. In fact, this is the same approach employed in memorizing poems. Our objective is to not only help you comprehend the most significant concepts, but also enable you to recall and apply them in your daily life. Summary. The Writer's Journey, Mythic Structure for Writers by Christopher Vogler is a book that explores the use of myth and storytelling in writing. It provides an overview of the structure of myths, as well as how to apply them to create compelling stories. The book begins with an introduction to mythology and its importance in literature, followed by a discussion on the hero's journey, the classic story arc found in many works of fiction. Vogler then examines various archetypes such as mentors, allies, enemies, and shapeshifters, which are often used in stories. He also looks at common plot elements like call to adventure, crossing the threshold, test/allies/enemies sequence, supreme ordeal/reward cycle, and return with elixir. Vogler goes on to discuss how these elements can be applied when creating characters or developing plots for stories. He explains how writers can use symbolism and metaphor to add depth to their work while still maintaining clarity for readers. Additionally, he covers topics such as theme development, using music or other art forms, adapting myths from different cultures, incorporating spiritual themes into stories, and more. The Writer's Journey is filled with examples from popular films such as Star Wars and The Matrix that illustrate each point made throughout the book. This makes it easy for readers to understand what Vogler is talking about without having seen any particular movie or read any specific novel beforehand. In addition, there are exercises included at the end of each chapter so that readers can practice applying what they have learned. Overall, this book provides an excellent resource for anyone interested in learning more about mythic structures within literature or who wants help crafting their own unique story ideas based on these principles. Main ideas. Main idea number 1. The hero's journey. This is the classic story structure that has been used in many stories throughout history. It follows the journey of a hero who embarks on a quest, faces obstacles, and ultimately triumphs. This structure is a powerful tool for writers to use to create compelling stories. Main idea number 2. The ordinary world. This is the starting point of the hero's journey, where the hero is in a familiar and comfortable environment. It is important for the writer to establish the hero's ordinary world in order to create a contrast between the hero's ordinary life and the extraordinary journey they will embark on. Main idea number 3. The call to adventure. This is the moment when the hero is presented with an opportunity to leave their ordinary world and embark on a journey. It is the inciting incident that sets the story in motion and is often presented as a challenge or a problem that the hero must solve. Main idea number 4. Refusal of the call. This is the moment when the hero initially refuses the call to adventure. It is a crucial part of the story as it allows the hero to demonstrate their reluctance to leave their ordinary world and face the unknown. Main idea number 5. Meeting the mentor. This is the moment when the hero meets a mentor who provides them with guidance and advice. The mentor is often a wise figure who helps the hero understand their quest and provides them with the tools they need to succeed. Main idea number 6. Crossing the threshold. This is the moment when the hero leaves their ordinary world and enters the unknown. It is a crucial part of the story as it marks the beginning of the hero's journey and sets the tone for the rest of the story. Main idea number 7. Tests, allies, and enemies. This is the part of the story where the hero encounters various tests, allies, and enemies. These characters and obstacles help the hero to develop and grow as they progress through their journey. Main idea number 8. The supreme ordeal. This is the climax of the story, where the hero faces their greatest challenge. It is a moment of great danger and tension, and it is often the moment when the hero must make a difficult decision or take a great risk. Main idea number 9. The reward. This is the moment when the hero is rewarded for their efforts. It is often a physical object or a new understanding that the hero has gained from their journey. Main idea number 10. The road back. This is the part of the story where the hero returns to their ordinary world. It is a moment of reflection and growth, and it is often the moment when the hero must decide how to use the knowledge and experience they have gained from their journey. Main idea number 11. The resurrection. This is the moment when the hero is transformed by their journey. It is a moment of great emotional and spiritual growth, and it is often the moment when the hero is able to fully understand the lessons they have learned. Main idea number 12. Return with the elixir. This is the moment when the hero returns to their ordinary world with the knowledge and experience they have gained from their journey. It is a moment of great triumph, and it is often the moment when the hero is able to use their newfound knowledge to help others. Main idea number 13. The monomyth. This is the idea that all stories follow a similar structure, regardless of genre or culture. It is a powerful tool for writers to use to create compelling stories that resonate with readers. Main idea number 14. The hero's journey as a metaphor. This is the idea that the hero's journey can be used as a metaphor for life. It is a powerful tool for writers to use to explore themes of growth, transformation, and self-discovery. Main idea number 15. The hero's journey as a tool for self-exploration. This is the idea that the hero's journey can be used as a tool for self-exploration. It is a powerful tool for writers to use to explore their own personal journeys and to gain a better understanding of themselves. Main idea number 16. The hero's journey as a tool for understanding others. This is the idea that the hero's journey can be used as a tool for understanding others. It is a powerful tool for writers to use to explore the journeys of other characters and to gain a better understanding of them. Main idea number 17. The hero's journey as a tool for understanding the world. This is the idea that the hero's journey can be used as a tool for understanding the world. It is a powerful tool for writers to use to explore themes of justice, morality, and the human condition. Main idea number 18. The hero's journey as a tool for understanding mythology. This is the idea that the hero's journey can be used as a tool for understanding mythology. It is a powerful tool for writers to use to explore the stories and symbols of ancient cultures and to gain a better understanding of them. Main idea number 19. The hero's journey as a tool for understanding history. This is the idea that the hero's journey can be used as a tool for understanding history. It is a powerful tool for writers to use to explore the stories and events of the past and to gain a better understanding of them. Main idea number 20. The hero's journey as a tool for understanding literature. This is the idea that the hero's journey can be used as a tool for understanding literature. It is a powerful tool for writers to use to explore the stories and themes of classic works and to gain a better understanding of them. Main ideas expanded. Main idea number 1. The hero's journey is a classic story structure that has been used in many stories throughout history. It follows the journey of a hero who embarks on a quest, faces obstacles, and ultimately triumphs. This structure is an effective tool for writers to use when crafting compelling stories. At its core, the hero's journey consists of three main stages: departure, initiation, and return. In the departure stage, the hero receives their call to adventure and sets out on their quest. During the initiation stage, they face various challenges and tests as they progress towards their goal. Finally, in the return stage, they return home with newfound knowledge or power. Christopher Vogler's book, The Writer's Journey: Mythic Structure for Writers, provides an in-depth look at this powerful story structure. He explains how it can be applied to any genre of writing, from fantasy to science fiction to drama. By understanding this framework, writers can create more engaging stories that will captivate readers. Main idea number 2. The ordinary world is the starting point of the hero's journey, where they are in a familiar and comfortable environment. It is important for the writer to establish this world so that there can be a contrast between it and the extraordinary journey that lies ahead. This ordinary world should be described in detail, as it will provide readers with an understanding of who the hero was before their adventure began. The setting should also reflect what kind of person they were. If they lived in a small town, then perhaps they had more traditional values or beliefs than someone living in a big city. Additionally, any relationships or connections to other characters should be established here so that readers can understand how these people may influence or shape the hero's journey. The ordinary world serves as an anchor for readers throughout the story. When things become chaotic and unpredictable during later stages of the hero's journey, readers can look back on this initial setting to remember who our protagonist was at their core. By establishing this foundation early on, writers create an emotional connection between reader and character which will make them even more invested in seeing how far our hero has come by story's end. Main idea number 3. The call to adventure is a pivotal moment in any story. It marks the beginning of the hero's journey, when they are presented with an opportunity that will take them out of their ordinary world and into a new realm of possibilities. This call can come in many forms. It could be an invitation from someone else, or it could be something within themselves that compels them to act. Whatever form it takes, this call presents the hero with a challenge or problem that must be solved if they are to succeed on their quest. This moment is often seen as a crossroads where the hero must make a choice between staying in their comfort zone and taking up the challenge before them. It is also important for establishing stakes. By introducing potential danger or reward at this early stage, readers become invested in seeing how things turn out for our protagonist. Ultimately, the call to adventure serves as both an inciting incident and an invitation for readers to join our hero on their journey, to experience all its highs and lows alongside them. Main idea number 4. Refusal of the call is an important part of any hero's journey. It is a moment when the hero must confront their fear and decide whether or not they are willing to take on the challenge that lies ahead. This refusal can be seen as a form of self-preservation, as it allows the hero to remain in their comfort zone and avoid potential danger. However, this refusal also serves another purpose. It gives the audience insight into what kind of person our protagonist is. Are they brave enough to face their fears? Do they have what it takes to succeed? The refusal of the call often comes with consequences for our hero. If they choose not to accept their call, then something bad will happen either directly or indirectly due to their inaction. This could be anything from natural disasters caused by supernatural forces, or even death and destruction brought about by enemies who were previously unaware of our protagonist's existence. Ultimately, refusal of the call serves as an important plot point in any story because it helps us understand more about our main character and how far they are willing to go in order to achieve success. It also sets up stakes for later parts in the narrative so that we know just how much is at stake should our hero fail. Main idea number 5. Meeting the mentor is a crucial step in the hero's journey. It marks the moment when they receive guidance and advice from an experienced figure who can help them understand their quest and equip them with the tools they need to succeed. The mentor often serves as a wise teacher, providing insight into what lies ahead for the hero and helping them prepare for any challenges that may arise along their path. They may also offer words of encouragement or provide resources that will aid in completing their mission. The mentor is usually someone who has gone through similar experiences themselves, so they are able to relate to what the hero is going through and provide valuable advice based on personal experience. This relationship between mentor and student can be incredibly powerful, as it allows both parties to learn from each other while developing a strong bond of trust. Ultimately, meeting the mentor provides heroes with invaluable knowledge that helps shape their journey toward success. By taking advantage of this opportunity, heroes gain access to wisdom that would otherwise remain hidden away, allowing them to make informed decisions about how best to proceed on their quest. Main idea number 6. Crossing the threshold is a pivotal moment in any story. It marks the point when the hero leaves their ordinary world and embarks on an adventure into unknown territory. This transition can be literal, such as leaving home to go on a quest, or it can be figurative, such as making a decision that changes their life forever. In either case, this moment sets up the stakes for what's to come and signals that something big is about to happen. The crossing of the threshold also serves as an initiation for the hero. They are no longer who they were before, they have taken a step into uncharted waters and must now face whatever lies ahead with courage and determination. The journey may not always be easy, but it will ultimately lead them towards growth and transformation. In The Writer's Journey, Mythic Structure for Writers by Christopher Vogler, he explains how this concept has been used throughout literature since ancient times. He argues that all stories contain some form of crossing of the threshold, which serves as both an introduction to new characters and settings while also providing insight into our own lives through its symbolic meaning. Main idea number 7. Tests, allies, and enemies are essential elements of any hero's journey. Tests challenge the hero to prove their worthiness and strength in order to progress further on their quest. Allies provide support and guidance along the way, while enemies present obstacles that must be overcome in order for the hero to succeed. These characters and challenges help shape the protagonist as they move through their story arc. The tests a hero faces can range from physical feats such as battling monsters or solving puzzles, to moral dilemmas where they must choose between right and wrong. Allies may come in many forms, including mentors who offer advice or companions who join them on their journey. Enemies can take various shapes too, some may be powerful forces of evil while others could simply be misguided individuals with opposing goals. Ultimately, these tests, allies, and enemies serve an important purpose. They push our heroes out of their comfort zone so that they can grow into better versions of themselves by learning valuable lessons along the way. By facing difficult tasks head-on and relying on those around them for assistance when needed, our protagonists become stronger people capable of achieving great things. Main idea number 8. The supreme ordeal is the moment of greatest tension and danger in a story. It is when the hero must face their most difficult challenge, and make a crucial decision or take an enormous risk. This is often the climax of the story, where all of the stakes are on the line and everything hangs in balance. The hero's courage, strength, and wisdom will be tested to its limits as they confront this ultimate trial. This ordeal can take many forms. It could be a physical battle against an enemy or monster, it could involve making a moral choice between two equally difficult options, or it might require facing one's own inner demons. Whatever form it takes, this moment marks a turning point for both protagonist and audience alike. Either victory or defeat awaits them at its conclusion. The supreme ordeal tests not only our hero's mettle but also our own resolve as we watch from afar. Will they succeed? Will they fail? We hold our breath until we find out what happens next. Main idea number 9. The reward is the moment and the hero is rewarded for their efforts. It can be a physical object, such as a magical sword or an elixir that will heal them of their wounds. It could also be something intangible, like newfound knowledge or understanding gained from their journey. The reward often symbolizes the growth and transformation that has taken place in the hero throughout their quest. This reward serves to validate all of the hard work and struggles they have endured along the way. It gives them closure on this chapter of their life and allows them to move forward with confidence, knowing that they have achieved something great. This reward can also serve as motivation for future endeavors, reminding them of what they are capable of achieving if they put in enough effort. Main idea number 10. The road back is the part of the story where the hero returns to their ordinary world. It is a moment of reflection and growth, as they must decide how to use what they have learned from their journey. The hero has faced many challenges and obstacles on their quest, but now it's time for them to take all that knowledge and experience back home with them. This can be a difficult transition, as the hero may feel overwhelmed by all that has happened or uncertain about how best to apply what they've learned in their everyday life. This stage of the story often involves some kind of resolution or reconciliation between opposing forces within the protagonist. They may need to reconcile conflicting aspects of themselves or come to terms with something that was unresolved during their journey. In this way, the road back serves as an opportunity for personal growth and transformation before returning home. Ultimately, the road back marks a turning point in which our hero must make decisions about how they will live out what they have experienced on their journey going forward. It is a crucial step in completing any heroic quest, one that requires courage and strength if our heroes are ever going to reach true fulfillment. Main idea number 11. The resurrection is a pivotal moment in the hero's journey. It is when they have fully embraced their transformation and are ready to take on the challenges that lie ahead. This moment of spiritual growth can be seen as a rebirth, where the hero has shed their old self and become something new. The resurrection often marks a turning point in the story, where all of the lessons learned throughout the journey come together to create an understanding of what it means to be heroic. At this stage, there may also be some kind of physical or emotional challenge that must be overcome before true victory can be achieved. This could involve facing one's fears or confronting an enemy head-on. Whatever form it takes, this challenge serves as a test for how far the hero has come since beginning their journey. Ultimately, however, it is through overcoming these obstacles that true strength and courage are found within oneself. By embracing this newfound power and wisdom gained from their experiences along the way, heroes are able to reach heights they never thought possible before. Main idea number 12. Returning with the elixir is a moment of great triumph for the hero. It marks the end of their journey, and it is often when they are able to use what they have learned to help others. This could be in the form of knowledge or wisdom that can be shared, or an object that has been acquired on their quest which can benefit those around them. The elixir symbolizes transformation and growth. It represents how far the hero has come since beginning their journey. The return with the elixir also signifies closure for both protagonist and audience alike. After all of this time spent journeying together, we finally get to see our hero reach a place where they are able to make a difference in some way. We get to witness firsthand how much they have grown as individuals, and how much better off everyone else will now be because of it. Returning with the elixir is not only about victory but also about hope. Hope that even after facing seemingly insurmountable odds, there is still light at the end of every tunnel. It's a reminder that no matter what challenges life throws our way, if we stay true to ourselves and keep pushing forward, then eventually we will find success. Main idea number 13. The monomyth, also known as the hero's journey, is a powerful tool for writers to use when crafting stories. It was first proposed by Joseph Campbell in his book The Hero with a Thousand Faces and has since been adapted and applied to many different genres of storytelling. At its core, the monomyth is based on the idea that all stories follow a similar structure regardless of genre or culture. This structure consists of three main stages: departure, initiation, and return. In the departure stage, we see our hero embarking on their journey. They may be called upon by fate or circumstance to leave their ordinary world behind and venture into an unknown realm full of danger and adventure. During this stage, they will often meet mentors who help them prepare for what lies ahead. The initiation stage sees our hero facing challenges that test their courage and strength as they strive towards achieving their goal. Along the way, they must overcome obstacles such as monsters or villains while learning important lessons about themselves. Finally, in the return stage, our hero returns home having achieved success in some form or another. They have gained wisdom from their experiences which can now be used to benefit those around them. By understanding how these stages work together, writers can create compelling stories that resonate with readers no matter where they come from or what genre they are writing in. The monomyth provides an effective framework for creating engaging narratives that draw people into your story worlds. Main idea number 14. The hero's journey is a powerful metaphor for life. It can be used to explore themes of growth, transformation, and self-discovery. The journey begins with the hero in their ordinary world, where they are faced with an initial challenge or call to adventure. This leads them on a path of trials and tribulations as they face obstacles that test their courage and strength. Along the way, they gain allies who help them overcome these challenges and eventually reach the climax of their journey, a moment when all seems lost but ultimately triumphs over adversity. At this point, the hero has gained wisdom from their experiences, which allows them to return home transformed into something greater than before. They have grown both mentally and spiritually through facing difficult tasks and overcoming seemingly insurmountable odds. Through this process of self-discovery, they have become more aware of themselves as individuals capable of achieving great things. This metaphor can be applied to any situation in life where one must confront fear or uncertainty in order to grow stronger or wiser. Whether it is starting a new job or taking on a new hobby, each step along the way will bring its own set of challenges that must be faced head-on if success is desired at the end. Main idea number 15. The hero's journey is a powerful tool for self-exploration. It can be used to gain insight into our own personal journeys and to better understand ourselves. The journey of the hero is an archetypal story that has been told throughout history, in many different cultures and contexts. By exploring this journey, we can gain insight into our own lives and how we fit into the larger narrative of life. At its core, the hero's journey follows a pattern of separation from home or comfort zone, initiation through trials and tribulations, return with newfound knowledge or power, and finally integration back into society with a new understanding of oneself. This structure provides us with an opportunity to explore our own stories within this framework. We can use it as a guide to reflect on where we have come from, what challenges we have faced along the way, what lessons we have learned from them, and how these experiences shape who we are today. By examining each stage of the hero's journey in detail, such as leaving home or comfort zone, facing tests/trials, gaining allies/enemies, discovering inner strength, returning home transformed, writers can gain valuable insights about their own lives which they may not otherwise recognize without taking time for self-reflection. Using the writer's journey, Mythic Structure for Writers by Christopher Vogler as a guidebook helps writers identify key elements within their stories that will help them create meaningful narratives about themselves. Through this process, they will learn more about themselves than ever before while also creating compelling works of art. Main idea number 16. The hero's journey is a powerful tool for writers to use to explore the journeys of other characters and gain a better understanding of them. It is based on Joseph Campbell's monomyth, which outlines the stages that many heroes go through in their journey from ordinary life to extraordinary accomplishment. By studying these stages, writers can gain insight into how different characters may experience similar events or challenges differently. The hero's journey consists of three main parts: departure, initiation, and return. During the departure stage, the hero leaves his or her ordinary world and embarks on an adventure. In the initiation stage, they face various trials and tribulations as they progress towards their goal. Finally, during the return stage, they come back home with newfound knowledge or power that will help them in their future endeavors. By using this structure as a tool for understanding others' stories and experiences, writers can create more complex characters who are believable and relatable. They can also explore themes such as growth, transformation, courage in adversity, overcoming obstacles, etc., all while gaining insight into how different people might approach similar situations differently. Main idea number 17. The hero's journey is a powerful tool for writers to use to explore themes of justice, morality, and the human condition. It is based on Joseph Campbell's monomyth theory, which states that all stories have similar structures and archetypes. The hero's journey follows a set pattern: separation from the ordinary world, initiation into an unknown realm, trials and tests along the way, culminating in a return with newfound knowledge or power. This structure can be used as a metaphor for understanding our own lives and how we interact with the world around us. By using this structure as a tool for understanding our own experiences, we can gain insight into what it means to be human. We can learn about courage in facing adversity, wisdom in making difficult decisions, compassion when dealing with others, strength when standing up for what is right, humility when recognizing one's limitations, and faith in something greater than ourselves. Through exploring these themes within the context of the hero's journey, we are able to gain deeper insights into our own lives. The hero's journey also provides us with an opportunity to reflect on our place in society by examining how different characters respond differently to their challenges throughout their journeys. By looking at how each character responds differently depending on their individual circumstances or beliefs allows us to better understand why certain people may act or think differently than others do. Ultimately, the hero's journey serves as an effective tool for helping us make sense of our lives and those around us by providing insight into universal truths about humanity that transcend time and culture. By utilizing this framework as part of your writing process, you will be able to create compelling stories that resonate deeply with readers while also giving them valuable lessons they can apply towards living meaningful lives. Main idea number 18. The hero's journey is a powerful tool for understanding mythology. It is based on the idea that all myths, regardless of their origin or culture, share certain common elements and themes. By studying these common elements and themes, we can gain insight into the stories and symbols of ancient cultures. At its core, the hero's journey follows a simple structure. A hero embarks on an adventure in which they face challenges and obstacles before ultimately achieving success. Along the way, they learn valuable lessons about themselves and their world. This journey often involves supernatural forces such as gods or monsters that help to shape the story. By using this structure as a framework for exploring mythological stories, writers can gain greater insight into how different cultures viewed life and death, good versus evil, fate versus free will, etc. Through this process of exploration, writers can also develop new ideas for creating compelling characters with unique motivations. Main idea number 19. The hero's journey is a powerful tool for understanding history. It can be used to explore the stories and events of the past, providing insight into how they shaped our present day. The journey follows a set pattern that has been used in literature since ancient times, and it provides an effective way to examine historical figures and their actions. At its core, the hero's journey consists of three stages: departure, initiation, and return. In each stage, the protagonist faces challenges that test their courage and strength as they strive towards their goal. During the departure stage, they leave behind familiar surroundings in search of something greater. During initiation, they face trials that help them grow. Finally, during return, they come back home with newfound wisdom or power. By examining these stages through a historical lens, we can gain valuable insights into how people have responded to different situations throughout time. We can also learn about how certain individuals have made decisions based on what was available to them at any given moment in history, whether it was due to personal beliefs or external pressures from society. Using this approach allows us to better understand why certain events happened as well as how those events impacted future generations. By looking at history through this lens, we are able to gain a deeper appreciation for both our own lives today as well as those who came before us. Main idea number 20. The hero's journey is a powerful tool for writers to use when exploring the stories and themes of classic works. It can be used as a way to gain a better understanding of literature, allowing writers to delve deeper into the characters, plot points, and symbolism that make up these great works. The journey follows an archetypal pattern which has been seen in many different cultures throughout history. This pattern consists of three main stages: departure, initiation, and return. In the first stage of departure, the hero leaves their ordinary world behind in order to embark on an adventure or quest. During this stage, they may encounter allies who help them along their journey or enemies who stand in their way. In the second stage of initiation, they face trials and tribulations that test them both physically and mentally before ultimately reaching some form of enlightenment or realization about themselves. Finally comes the third stage, return, whereupon our hero returns home with newfound knowledge or power gained from their experience. They are now able to apply what they have learned back in their own lives as well as share it with others around them. By using this structure as a tool for understanding literature, we can gain insight into how authors create meaning within stories by examining each step along our hero's journey. As we come to the conclusion of this book summary, we would like to express our sincere gratitude for taking the time to read or listen to it. Your feedback means the world to us, so we kindly ask that you rate our summary and share it with others who might benefit from it. Additionally, if you're hungry for more great reads, be sure to check out our website at www.books.kim. Thank you again for your support and happy further readings.